What's the difference between a bank and a credit union? More than you might think. Hi, I'm Rob West. At first glance, banks and credit unions can seem pretty similar as they both offer valuable financial services. But dig a little deeper and you'll find that credit unions can be a powerful partner for managing money. Aaron Cade joins us to explain why. Then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always educational when Aaron Cade joins us. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at Christian Community Credit Union, a faith-based financial institution and a not-for-profit underwriter of this program. Aaron, great to have you back.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be back with you.
Aaron, banks play a key role in our economy, no doubt, but what sets credit unions like CCCU apart and gives them a unique place in the financial world?
Well, first and foremost, credit unions are not-for-profit cooperatives owned by their members. So the focus is on long-term member relationships and service is preeminent. At CCCU, our mission is rooted in striving to serve and love others like Christ.
Yeah, and that really is a differentiator, no doubt. We, of course, get a lot of questions from listeners who want to do their banking with a financial institution that aligns with their Christian values. Talk about why that's so important.
Well, I think Jesus said it best in Matthew 6:21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So how you use your money reflects your values and shapes your heart. Where you choose to bank should as well. At CCCU, we try to help you align your finances with your biblical worldview. You know, for example, we provide affordable financing to build new churches and to help Christ-centered ministries grow. Thus, we aim to ensure that your money doesn't just earn you a great rate, it also helps expand God's kingdom.
Yeah, and I love that about your work at CCCU. You know that you're working with an institution aligned with your values, but you also know a portion of every dollar is going to some incredible kingdom-building work. Now, Aaron, many people assume credit unions can't match banks when it comes to rates. Is that actually true?
No, not really. In fact, the opposite is often true. We don't exist to make profits for shareholders. The profits we earn are returned to members in the form of better rates and lower fees. And at CCCU, we donate a portion of earnings to Christian ministries. So we take biblical stewardship seriously. Thus, our products are designed to help members honor God with their finances.
Yeah, and in practical terms, Aaron, what are some of the products then that CCCU offers to individuals? And perhaps you can even give us some of the rates that you offer as well.
Sure. I mean, rates can change with market conditions, but I'll speak to today's rates. Our Harvest checking account offers a high yield of 4% APY on deposits up to $5,000, and there are no maintenance fees. The Harvest high yield savings account pays 5% APY on deposits up to $5,000. And the Welcome CD, which is a great introductory vehicle for new members, offers 5 and 10 month terms that pay between 4.5% and 4.75% APY. And we offer the only credit card I'm aware of that not only earns you 1.5% cash back on every purchase, but also gives to Christian causes with every swipe. In addition, we offer vehicle loans, mortgages, and HELOCs at competitive rates. And all of this comes with full-service digital banking and 24/7 member support. And importantly, we also offer resources from trusted partners, including Faith Fi and Compass Financial Ministry, that help members grow in their financial discipleship.
Yeah, I love that. And boy, a lot of our listeners right now may be surprised to hear how competitive those rates are alongside the great support and the alignment with a Christian ministry. Now, let's talk about that support of ministries for a moment. How does that actually work at CCCU?
Well, we specialize in ministry lending and banking. We offer property loans, equipment loans, operating accounts, and even high-yield savings for reserve funds. With 68 years of experience and over $1 billion in ministry loans funded, we understand the financial needs of ministry. So we're not just funding projects, we're partnering in gospel advancement. Our giving supports ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, protect vulnerable children, and provide disaster relief. In fact, we've given over $6.5 million to date back to Christian causes.
Incredible. Just a few seconds left, Aaron. How does somebody become a member of CCCU?
Well, membership is open to Christians and Christian ministries nationwide. You can join through your affiliation with your church, ministry, or school, or you can join via our partner charity, Christian Alliance for Orphans, or even via a family member. With our new streamlined application process, it's never been easier to become a member of the Christian Community Credit Union family. All you have to do is visit joinchristiancommunity.com to get started.
Awesome. That's Aaron Cade. Aaron, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Rob.
The website, folks, joinchristiancommunity.com. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Imagine you've been walking in the desert. You're out of water. Your mouth is dry, but you spot a pond up ahead. Your heart leaps, you head toward it, but as you get close, you realize its waters are filthy. Will you drink it? Proverbs 25, verse 26 makes this a spiritual point. It says, "Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked." And when we yield to sin, when we lose our courage to stand for what's pleasing to the Lord, we lose our distinctiveness as God's people. And the world needs believers who speak words of truth and grace and who offer pure living water. That's what our thirsty world needs. Grow in your daily walk with Christ with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
The book of Revelation is the greatest manual for what it means to be an overcoming Christian you will ever find. If you want to be victorious and get in on the victory that Christ has already wrought at the cross, the book of Revelation outlines various steps for those who will overcome.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Escape the Coming Night, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Boy, I can't wait to hear your questions today as we help you live as a wise and faithful steward of God's resources. The way you get in on the conversation today, simple. Just call 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We've got some lines open today, and we're ready to dive into your questions. Again, 800-525-7000. We'll begin taking those calls here in just a moment. In the news today, the administration's tariff policies have Wall Street and Main Street concerned about higher prices affecting the economy. However, one big budget item isn't getting more expensive. In fact, it's getting cheaper, and that's gasoline. Gas prices have steadily declined in recent weeks, going against the usual seasonal trend of higher prices at the pump during the spring and summer travel season. According to AAA, the national average price for a gallon of gas is $3.17. That's down a half a dollar from $3.67 that drivers were paying a year ago on this date. And here's an interesting stat from Gas Buddy. The drop in gas prices is saving U.S. drivers a whopping $200 million every day. Now, why have fuel prices gone down? Well, two reasons, and both involve oil. Gasoline, of course, is extracted from crude oil, so the price of gas follows behind that of oil. When President Trump announced reciprocal tariffs, oil prices came down out of concern over a possible global economic slowdown. The price of crude fell 15%, dipping below $60 a barrel for the first time since 2021. Also, oil-producing nations have pledged to raise production levels, giving investors confidence that fuel supplies will remain plentiful. Not to mention, President Trump has been pretty outspoken about his philosophy of drill, baby, drill. So he's looking to increase production here domestically as well, so that we're not relying on anyone else, and perhaps becoming even an even greater exporter of natural resources, including oil, in the future. The bottom line: gas prices are the lowest they've been in a while, and maybe just in time for that summer driving season you've been waiting to take. All right, let's dive into your questions today. Call right now, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Let's go to Stan in Montana. Stan, go right ahead.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm trying to save money. I need to do some work to my house, get new shingles, build a patio deck, do some work on my driveway. I really hate to go into debt, so I'd like to take the best route, the cheapest. I got a quick question off the bat. Sure. I keep getting hit by these ads. The government's giving away $185,000 to homeowners. Every time I click on it, it takes me to a loan officer, which doesn't say anything about giving away the money tax-free. Know anything about that?
Yeah, so give me a little bit more on that. Where is it you're going?
It's just coming up on my phone.
Okay. And what are you seeing there that's on your phone? Tell me what it's saying.
Well, it says the government has a program out that they're giving away $185,000 to homeowners to use any way they want to without paying any taxes on it or anything.
Yeah, that is unfortunately. Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed some of the details there. That would be a scam. I wouldn't go anywhere near that. First of all, that's not true. The government's not doing that. Second of all, anything you're going to get by way of a text message or something like that is essentially trying to entice you in with some clickbait to click on it. Eventually, they'll ask for some information in order to provide you that helpful grant or whatever they're calling it from the U.S. government, and that's when they'll try to steal your identity. So I wouldn't touch that at all. Let's talk about these renovations you're looking to do. What is it specifically you need the money for?
I need to reshingle my roof on my house and my garage, redo the driveway, build a patio deck. I have a loan balance of a little over $110,000. Equity in my house at this moment is a little over $88,000. My home value is $199,000.
Okay, got it. Yeah, and what do you think all in you would be spending on this on these projects?
Oh, geez. I don't have the slightest idea, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty much up there.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I can help with the deck, but I have like a 90-degree pitch roof. I'm 64 years old, Rob. There's no way I'm getting there.
Yeah. Well, and I want you to be safe as well. And so that makes a lot of sense. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think a home equity line of credit could be a good option for you, just because number one, rates are still high, and with a variable rate would allow you to, see that rate decline over time. Second is you could only use the money as you need it, because some of these may take longer than others. And, obviously the goal would be for you to borrow as little as possible, but that home equity line of credit would allow you to tap into that equity, because you're improving the value of the home, or at least maintaining the value by keeping it in good working order. That is a good use for that money, so long as, number one, you don't just see that home equity as
kind of a slush fund and end up borrowing more than you need. I'd really be judicious about what you pull out of that. And then secondly, you know, that you do try to pay it back as you're able to. But then thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, that you don't get overextended, that you understand what is it going to take for me to service this debt, not only the interest, but the ability to actually pay it back. Because keep in mind, with home equity lines of credit, while the line is open, many of them only require interest. So you're not actually making any headway on the principal balance. And we'd want to, of course, start paying that back as soon as possible. But that's going to require that you really, you know, take a hard look at that budget to make sure you've got the cash flow to service not only the interest, but get on a reasonable payback on that the principal balance as well, even before the line closes and they amortize it. So I would try to set up maybe a 10-year, max 15-year payback to get yourself out of debt, at least for that portion, as soon as possible. So that would be the direction I would go. I know you'd also mentioned a car. I would not tap home equity for the car. You know, we want to keep, you know, that loan, if you're going to have to borrow for the car, tied directly to the car. The last thing we'd want is if something went awry in your financial life and you're unable to service that debt, you know, anything that's going to put your home at risk, I'm not excited about. You know, repossession of a car is not good, but it's better than a foreclosure of a home. Does that make sense, though?
Yes, it does. So that home equity, I couldn't just get that over into my my mortgage balance.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the equity loan.
Yes,
I have a mortgage already.
Okay.
So that equity loan would be added. Would that
yeah,
be added?
It would typically be in second position. What is the interest rate on that first mortgage that you have?
Well, when it started out, it was at, let me see here, 4.75.
Okay. Is it variable? Is it moving?
It is moving. I think it's up to 7-something now. It was that 30-year, and I don't understand that, why it's moving if it was.
Okay. Yeah, it may be what's called like a 5-1 ARM, where you get 5 years fixed and then it starts adjusting every year, even though it's 30-year amortization. Stay on the line. We'll finish up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
I'll do some stand-up comedy. Abe will do some preaching. Tim will MC the whole thing, and I'm really excited about it. The Weekend with AFA is a chance for our supporters to get better acquainted with the people and ministry you're supporting.
It's a Weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider. And select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
In Denver, Colorado, Jamie Sanchez obeyed the Lord's call and opened the Drip Cafe to create jobs to help unhoused people get back on their feet. Of course, the LGBTQ community began persecuting him for his Christian beliefs. His inspiring story of standing boldly for God's truth in the face of great opposition is part of our Impact series, and we'll send you the DVD as our thanks for your gift to AFA. Visit afa.net/spiritualwar. afa.net/spiritualwar.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income. And then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. You can call right now with any financial question. Before the break, we were talking to Stan in Montana. He's trying to decide the best path to fund some needed home repairs, new shingles on a pretty steep roof pitch, as well as a porch. He's also thinking about getting a new vehicle. We were saying, first of all, let's keep the vehicle separate, not lump that into the house. The first option typically for home renovations would be a home equity line of credit, especially in this environment with high interest rates where rates are up, 7% or so. That would allow him with a variable rate on a HELOC to see that rate come down over time. The key would be to make sure that you can afford not only the interest, but a principal payback to try to get out of that debt as soon as you can. Now, you raised a good question, Stan. It sounds like you have a variable rate. Probably, as I was sharing before the break, it might be a 5-1 or a 7-1 ARM. That's an adjustable rate mortgage where it's fixed for a period of time and then it starts adjusting annually. So you could have had that low fixed rate for a while, but now you're in the adjusting period. So even though it's based on a 30-year amortization, you only get the fixed rate for a certain number of years. So you're going to be adjusting from here on out. So that's why you're up now at the prevailing rates of about 7%. If rates were lower, I'd say this might be a time to refinance the existing loan and do some cash out at the same time. So you'd have one new loan that would also include these new projects. I don't think that's a good idea right now, just because there's a good bit of expense involved in refinancing. It could be 3-5% of the mortgage balance just in fees and expenses. And you're not going to improve the rate any. So you would be locking it in at essentially 7%. So I think what you probably want to do is keep that right where it is. At some point when rates are lower, especially if they get down where you can save 2 percentage points on the rate, you may want to go ahead and lock it in at something, if you can get it in the fours, certainly the low fives, you may want to refinance it. And at that point, you could pay off the HELOC at the same time. But I think at this point, you probably want to leave that loan alone. You want to make sure you have the full wherewithal financially to continue to service that existing loan now that the interest rates are higher, and add the additional debt service from the home equity line of credit. But to the extent these things can't be waited, you can't wait on these projects and fund them out of current cash flow and savings, then I think the home equity line of credit's your best option.
Gotcha. That sounds very good. Very good advice.
All right.
I will do that.
Excellent.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome, Stan. All the best to you, my friend. Call anytime. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Jason. How can I help?
Yeah, Rob, thank you so much for taking my call. It's good to talk to you again. My dad passed away on the 14th of this month, and my mom had been drawing off of his Social Security along the way because she didn't have enough credits because she hasn't worked in about 40 years. And we're just trying to get some idea of what percentage of my dad's Social Security she might be looking at receiving as survivor's benefits. Also, he was a veteran. He received a disability through the VA and everything. We're just kind of wondering what percentage she might be looking at that also.
Yeah. Well, I'd recommend you reach out to both to get the definitive answer, but I can just talk to you generally about how this works. So as a surviving spouse, she would qualify, if she's at least 60 years old for survivor's benefits. If she's at least full retirement age, so typically 66 or 67, then she can get 100% of your dad's Social Security benefit as a survivor. But she would not be able to get that and the spousal benefit. So she'd get whichever one is higher. She's probably been, receiving the spousal benefit, which is up to 50% of his benefits, and she didn't have enough credits on her own work record. Now she'll pivot over to his full benefit, which is the survivor's benefit, so long as she's, full retirement age or older. So that should go up. And then on the VA benefits, if his death wasn't service connected, she could qualify for a survivor's pension if she has a low income. There's certain net worth limits on that. It's not a percentage of his benefits. It's based on her income and need. And then if he was receiving a VA disability, those stop at death, but she might access accrued benefits owed to him, but those are the case specific. So I think the next step is to contact Social Security Administration or go to ssa.gov and apply for survivor's benefits. She'll need to have his social and death certificate and then, apply for any VA benefits at va.gov or call them, and find out exactly what's coming her way through the VA.
Okay, I appreciate that so much. Yeah, she's 76, so she would definitely qualify for 100% on the Social Security.
Okay.
I appreciate that. That gives us some direction to go. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Jason. Yeah, happy to chat with you today. Call anytime. Hi, Sammy. Sammy, you're in Tennessee. Go right ahead.
Yes. First of all, thank you very much for your program. I listen often, learn a lot.
Awesome.
My question is concerning high yield interest savings account. How do I pick one? How much of my savings do I put into one? And are they really trustworthy?
Well, it's a good question. First of all, how should we think about savings? I like to think in terms of what I call your emergency fund being equal to 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, not income, your expenses. So if you total up all of your expenses for a month, ideally you'd have somewhere between 3 and 6 months worth of expenses there, liquid, safe, ready for the unexpected. Now, this is truly the unexpected. We should put things like wear and tear on vehicles into our budget. That's not unexpected. We know that appliances wear out. We're talking unexpected, something that comes out of left field, the loss of a job, something like that. I like you putting it in a high yield savings account just because you can get, a much better interest rate. We talked to Christian credit counselors at the start of the program. They have a great one. You could go to joinchristiancommunity.com or you could find one of the online banks. The reason I think they're trustworthy is because, they have that same FDIC insurance or NCUA, so it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So as long as you use the same best practices you would use with online banking with your brick and mortar bank, there's no difference because you have the same backing of the U.S. government. Stay on the line. We'll finish up off the air. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Does absolute truth exist in our relativistic culture? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress presents compelling evidence for the resurrection of Jesus, then boldly tackles tough questions about religious truth, salvation, and eternal judgment. Join us for thought-provoking messages on standing firm in your faith this week on Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Feeling burdened by credit card debt? As faithful stewards, we are called to manage our finances wisely. Christian credit counselors can help with a debt management program that allows you to pay off debt up to 80% faster. while honoring your commitments with integrity. Don't let debt hold you back from the life God has planned for you. Take the first step toward peace and financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. We've got room for you. You've got a financial question, we'll try to give you an answer, but we'll do it through the lens of a biblical worldview. The number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Sammy in Tennessee. He's just wondering how to choose a high-interest savings account. I think there's a couple of options. I mean, one would be looking to a credit union. You know, we started today by talking with our friend Aaron Cade from Christian Community Credit Union, and more believers are choosing banking partners that align with their values, and that's why we've partnered for a long time with Christian Community Credit Union. You can learn more there at joinchristiancommunity.com. But I think the idea of high yield savings, Sammy, makes sense because when we're talking about putting away, 3 to 6 months expenses, I mean, there's real interest to be earned there. I mean, if you're talking, you've got $30,000 in savings, that's $1,200 to $1,500 over the next year that you could bring in, in income or interest income. And I think, the idea around safety is as long as you're using best practices with regard to conducting business online, you're not logging in on public Wi-Fi at a coffee shop and you're keeping your operating system up to date with security patches and you're not clicking on links in emails and, those types of things, which you would want to do even if you were using online banking with a brick and mortar bank. I have confidence in the safety of it because, again, through the insurance or the government backing of the full faith and credit of the United States government, those deposits are going to be guaranteed. So that's a good thing. Now, I know you had a second part to your question, and I think it was about how much you should have in that savings. Go ahead with that.
Yes, my question was, out of my total savings, how much should I put in this account? And that's apart from, I have an emergency fund for 5 months, so okay. I'm not talking about that, but okay. Just the other savings, how much of that should I put in?
Yeah, it's a great question. So if you've got your emergency fund already funded, then this really, it gives you an opportunity to take a step back and say, let me start with my values as a Christ follower. What's important to me? Where's God taking us? And then let me also look at some of those goals that we have in our financial life. So I would just start asking a few questions. The first would be, do you have any consumer debt?
No.
Okay.
My house is paid for. My car is paid for. Just monthly bills like car insurance, house insurance, gas.
Yeah. Well done, Sammy. Congratulations. That's amazing. What about, are you working or are you in retirement?
I retired last year.
Okay, got it. And what are you all spending on a monthly basis typically?
Around $3,000.
Okay, great. And how much do you have, not including that five-month emergency fund, but how much do you have beyond that that could go into savings?
$70,000.
Okay. And then what other retirement assets do you have besides Social Security or any other income sources?
I have Social Security and one small retirement check of around $700.
Okay. Any investments of any kind?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you've got a great option here. I mean, the biggest risk in this season of life, if your bills are covered and obviously you're living modestly and you've really positioned yourself well, you're living on $3,000 a month, you've got no debt, you've got Social Security and a small pension covering that. Your biggest risk in this season of life is if you all needed some long-term care. That could run you if you needed nursing home care and, you know, until you spent your assets down below the limit where Medicaid kicked in, you know, that could run you $10,000 a month. And so that's probably your biggest risk. 70% of 65-year-olds and older will need long-term care at some point. Now, typically it's only 2 to 3 years in, you know, before the Lord calls you home at that point. So that's how long you need to be able to fund that, but it's a very real risk. So I think, you know, the question at this point is, you know, do you want to take a little bit of risk and invest this money with the potential for a bit of a higher return, even though you're taking on that risk, or do you really want to keep it in more of a guaranteed environment?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they're insured by the FDIC, would that not cut down on the risk?
Oh, yeah. I would say that really is on the – everything has some level of risk. But if you're in the high-yield savings, you're on the most conservative end of the risk spectrum. So I would say that's very safe. What I'm saying is – you know, that 4% you could get today on that $70,000 is great, but that's not going to be there forever. And so is this a time to say I'm going to take some or all of that and put it to work in an environment where I can do a little better? Now, you could, you know, get an advisor who could manage that for you. I think, you know, what is your age?
72.
Okay. So at 72, I mean, typically we would say you'd probably want a 60-40 portfolio where you'd have 60% in bonds, 40% in stocks. Yes, it's going to move around, you know, with the market, but over time you should, you know, be able to average 6-7% a year instead of the 3-4% a year you're probably going to average, you know, in the next 5 years in that savings, maybe even average a little less than that as rates start to come down. But you, with the promise of a potential higher return comes an elevated level of risk. So I think for you, if you want to stay on the most conservative end of the spectrum, you could just drop all that in the high-yield savings, or you could add some CDs, some certificates of deposit alongside the savings. That's going to lock in some of those higher rates and keep that very high degree of safety. If you want to put some of it to work, I think that's where you could have a potential higher return with an added level of risk. The third option, other than investing in stocks and bonds with an advisor, would probably be an insurance product like an annuity. They're not my first choice, but they can work in situations like this where you're saying, hey, what's paramount to me is not the return on my money, but the return of my money. I want to make sure it's safe. And that's where an insurance product, you're transferring the risk to the insurance company, and they're saying, listen, we're going to put a floor on this so you can never lose money. And if you use something like maybe an indexed annuity that's indexed to the performance of the stock market, but with that downside protection, that's where you could do a little better than you might do in a CD or a savings account, you know, through an insurance product, even though it adds some complexity, and you're going to give up some access to the money, at least for a period of time, because if you want to take more than, let's say, 10% a year out, at least in those first few years, they're going to charge you a penalty. So I think, you know, perhaps it's time for you to sit with an advisor, and I'd recommend you connect with a certified Kingdom advisor there in Tennessee, Sammy, just to walk through these options. I think the simplest is just to build what's called a CD ladder. You could go to bankrate.com, find out who has the best CD rates, and maybe you put a third of it in a one-year CD, a third of it in a two-year, a third of it in a three-year, and then every year you've got a third of it coming due, and you've got maximum safety with a decent rate of return. I think the second option option is you connect with a CKA there in Tennessee at faithfi.com and talk through either an investment portfolio of stocks and bonds or an insurance product if that's what you're looking for.
Okay, great advice. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Sammy. Thanks for your call today, sir. We appreciate it. Let's see. We're going to go to Oklahoma. Matthew, how can we serve you?
Hey, sir. Good morning. How are you? Thank you.
Good. And I've just got about 30 seconds to my next break, so give me your question, and then we'll tackle it on the other side of the break.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to know when the right time would be to, the right interest rate. We're looking at building a home, and if you think that those things are going to come down and level out, and also, what do they normally level out at? What's a good interest rate to build a home on?
Yeah, it's a great question. All right, Matthew. Well, I'm excited for you. That could be a great project if you're up for it. Sounds like you are, but the timing on those interest rates does play a factor. I'll give you my thoughts right around the corner. Stay right there.
Wall Builders is dedicated to revealing the truth behind America's founding. Here's Tim Barton, president of Wall Builders.
Our goal here at Wall Builders is to present America's forgotten history and heroes, emphasizing the religious, moral, and constitutional heritage and foundation of our nation. Today, so few people recognize what has made this nation really the most successful, prosperous nation in the history of the world. It's a biblical foundation.
Listen to Wall Builders Live, Sunday mornings at 11:30 Central on American Family Radio.
Is our theology of money upside down? Our vision is that all Christians would see God as their ultimate treasure. You know, it's a game changer of an idea, and we start with this idea that God owns everything, and we are his household managers of what he has entrusted to us. So we own nothing, but we have stewardship responsibilities.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal here on this program each day, to help you live as a wise and faithful steward, managing what God has entrusted to you, holding it loosely, giving it generously, saving it appropriately. If you have a question today in your financial life, call right now, 800-525-7000. Here in our final segment today, we'll get to as many calls as we can. 800-525-7000. We've got room for you. You can call right now. Before the break, Matthew shared the question that he and his wife have been considering. They're looking to build a home, and they're wondering what is the right time to start that project, just given where interest rates are. And it's a great question, you know, Matthew, because these things do matter. I mean, if you look at, you know, ultimately how the interest rates will affect your payment, I mean, the implications are pretty significant. You know, for instance, you know, right now at a somewhere between 6.3 and 6.8%, a $400,000 construction loan would have a monthly payment, principal and interest of about $2,750 a month for a 30-year mortgage, not including taxes and insurance. A 1% rate drop from 6.3 down to 5.3 would save you about $250 a month. The challenge is, you know, most economists don't expect such a rate drop in 2025. I think, you know, the consensus right now, and this is a moving target just because of some of the uncertainties around the tariffs and the administration's policy and what that will mean for the U.S. and globally with the prospect of recession. Most economists believe that rates although today nearly 7% will end the year probably around 6.3%. So not a significant drop, certainly better, but not a significant drop. So I think what you need to look at is just how much can you actually afford to spend, and then kind of run your numbers accordingly. When we look at the last 10, 20, and 30 years, I mean, we've been in a lower interest rate environment in the last decade than what is normal historically. So the last decade, rates have averaged about 4.5%. And before these last couple of years, it would have been even lower than that. The last 20 years, about 5.5%. The last 30 years, about 6.25%. So with most economists believing we'll finish the year somewhere around 6.3%, again, depending on, you know, whether or not we slipped into a more pronounced recession where the Fed would be lowering rates more aggressively, you know, that 6.3% that economists feel like we'll finish the year with is about at that 30-year average over the last three decades. And so you'd be right around, even though higher than the more recent trends, you'd be right around that more longer term average. And, you know, I think that's just creating affordability challenges. I think the other issue is just related to the tariffs and what impact that will have on home building with respect to the, you know, the raw materials. And so you'll need to factor that in as well. So I wish I, you know, had better news and could say, listen, if you can just hang on another 12 months, you know, you should be able to save, you know, well over a point. And although we would have said that maybe 6 months ago, just based on where things were headed, there's a little less certainty about that at this point. Is that helpful though?
Yes, sir. I mean, we, right now we do have a home and it's just a mobile, but it's paid for and everything else is paid for. So,
yeah.
And we had the option to buy a home that's near or connected to our land and then to renovate. But I think sometimes, and I've done that before, it does make me nervous because it's older, you know, and sometimes they're really well built. Other times they need some help, you know?
Yes.
And so, I mean, I don't know. But the main thing is I'm the main breadwinner. And so, and my wife homeschools our kids. And so it's kind of one of those things where we made this choice. She's a nurse by trade, but we made this choice because we feel like it's the right thing to do for our family. And so, but with it comes cost, you know? So, but
yes.
I mean, to us, it's totally worth it. You know, it's just something God's put in our heart to do. And
yeah,
and he's always provided it. I've just been praying about the right time. You know, I really feel like that, you know, the proverb says that in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. So I'm trying to get as much counsel as I can. So thank you, sir.
Well, you're welcome. And I think, you know, the trend is down. So we're headed toward lower interest rates. The question is just how quickly are we going to see that meaningful drop that gets you, let's say, below 6%? And I think, you know, if we just look at what, based on what we know today, most economists don't believe we'll be under 6% by the end of the year. We'll still be in an elevated environment closer to the longer term average on interest rates versus what we had experienced the last, you know, 5 or 10 years. So I think you just need to factor that in and say, okay, do we want to wait and try to, you know, lock in something in the fives? If so, we're probably a year out from that. Otherwise, we proceed, we count the cost and make sure we're not getting overextended, but then you'd probably be looking to refinance in the next couple of years once you can save a point and a half to 2 points on the interest rate if we can get there.
Okay, sir. And I do have a VA loan available to me, so
okay,
that'll make a little bit of a difference, you know,
yeah,
from what I understand.
Absolutely, it should. Yep. Well, thank you for your service, Matthew, and all the best to you and your wife. If we can help along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. God bless you. Let's go to Texas and welcome Alex. Go ahead.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Alex. How can I help you?
Yeah, I heard you a few minutes ago gave the website for Kingdom Advisor and for the CD.com, I think, best rate CD.
Okay.
Find the best CD rate.
Yeah, so three different options there. Let me walk through them. So the first would be, if you want to find an advisor, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor. It's the only financial services industry designation for advisors, financial professionals who offer biblically wise financial advice. They've met high standards in experience, in character, in competence. They've had a regulatory review. They've been trained to bring biblically wise financial advice. And they've had not only that, but pastor and client references. And then they've been trained to bring this advice. So the way to find a CKA there in Texas is just to go to our website, faithfi.com, faithfi.com. And then right there at the top of the page, it'll say find a professional. And you can do a zip code search and you'll get the listing of all the CKAs that are the closest to you. And then you can schedule appointments with any of them on that list and find the one that's the best fit for you. In terms of finding the best CD rates or high yield savings, we threw out two different options. The first was, if you want a banking partner that shares your Christian values, I'd go to joinchristiancommunity.com and check out the Christian Community Credit Union. If you're just looking to compare rates across the board, not necessarily from a Christian institution, I'd go to bankrate.com and you can click on either CD or high yield savings. And Bankrate lists those banking institutions that have the very best rates as of that day in any one of these products, including savings and CDs.
Okay, you say certifiedkingdomadvisors.com?
No, it's actually our website, faithfi.com. So that's faithfi.com. And then click find a professional, and you can find a CKA that way.
Faithfi.com?
Faithfi. So that's F-A-I-T-H-F-I, faithfi.com. Fi, short for finance.
One word.
Yep, faithfi.
One word, faithfi.
That's right. Yep, faithfi.com. And when you hit that page, you'll click find a professional right there at the top.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
All right, Alex. Thanks for your call today. Call anytime. Well, folks, we covered a lot of ground today. I'll tell you, as we think about managing God's money, once we recognize that God owns it all, it does come down to some very simple and basic principles. Now, I'm saying simple, I'm not saying easy. These are harder to do than they sound, but here's these simple principles. Number one, spend less than you earn, because every financial success begins with living within your means. Second is avoid the use of debt, not because debt is a sin, but because borrowing mortgages the future. There's real warnings in Scripture around debt because it can allow us to live outside of God's provision, pay a lot of interest, and get into a real problem situation. So avoid the use of debt. Third, have some margin or liquidity. That just simply means you have something left over at the end of the month. What's left over at the end of the month is the only thing that will allow you to fund your longer-term goals, because you got to have surplus beyond what you're spending right now to be able to give more, to save more, to be able to pay down debt. So you've got to have some margin. By the way, that's one of the three key things for a healthy relationship around money in marriage is margin. It's not your income. It's that you have something left over. That's what the research says. Number four, set long-term goals, because the longer term your perspective, the better your financial decision today. And then five, give generously, because giving breaks the grip of money over our lives. Now, if we do those five things, does that mean we'll never be in a difficult situation? We'll never have struggles? Absolutely not. We're going to have struggles along the way. We live in a fallen world. The key is, can we be found faithful in whatever we've found, what situation we find ourselves in? You remember what the Apostle Paul said? He said, I've learned to be content in times of plenty, in times of need. I trust the Lord because he will never leave me or forsake me. And so our goal, faithfulness over time with what passes through our hands, holding it loosely, giving it generously, saving it appropriately. Hey, we want to help you on that journey here at FaithFi. That's our goal, is to help you integrate faith and finance for God's glory. And one of the ways we do that is when you become a partner here at Faith5, $35 a month or more as a listener-supported ministry. We're going to send you resources to encourage you in your stewardship journey, including 4 issues of Faithful Steward, our magazine, and by the way, issue 2, due out next month, and studies and devotionals. Our next study comes out called Wisdom Over Wealth on the Book of Ecclesiastes next month. So become a partner today at faithfi.com. Hey, big thanks to my team today, Sandy, Devin, and Jim, Taylor as well. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.